continue the preparations for the Kiddush on Lel Shabbat. So we already discussed in the previous halakha based on the Ben Ish Chai about the two hakafot that are made around the table, about making the beracha on the hadasim and saying the different pesukim. We talked about saying the Shalom Aleichem and the pesukim of the Eshet Chayim. Then he says, "Ahar kach tatchil b'hakalat ma'aseh." Now you have to start the action of the kiddush. Ki be'odecha omid b'mkomecha, when you're standing in your place, tekabel hakos b'shtei yadecha me'adam acher. You receive the cup with your two hands from somebody else that gives it to you. Ve'ata ta'amid hakos b'shtei yadecha kenegad hazeh shelcha. And you bring the cup towards your chest. Ve'achalzeh tasid miyad simonecha v'tochazenu biyad yiminecha bilbad. And you remove the left hand, and then you hold it with your right hand alone. He says, you should just have kavanah that everything should be the right place. After you have it in your right hand, as timzog lemateko b'mayim, then you make mezigat mayim. V'tov, so means when it's in your hand you're making the mezigah. Not when it's on the table. You're holding it, and then you're making the mezigah. Preferably not you. Oh, so preferably not you. Preferably the mezigah should be made by the one that gave it to you. So he makes the mezigah in three separate stages. One drop, and then one drop, and then the third drop. Not just one drop of water or one pouring of the water. It should be done at three different places. The Bnei Shai goes and gives a different kavanot that is brought down. But the point is, it should be done. If it cannot be done by the person I gave you, then you do it with your left hand. Or you do it with your left hand. You pour the water in. He said that was the Kabbalah that they had. Nekach, kol adam yizahir bazeh, ve'alav tavu birkat tov. Whoever does it, will have beracha. Ve'ahara mezigah, teten anecha b'kos ha'yayin, v'testakel bo. And after the cup is ready, put your eyes in the cup. Ve'yesod amok v'kavanah gedolah b'staklut zu. וכול אדם פשוט, like us, די לו לכוון מסתכלות עין ימין, look at the cup with your right eye, which is the numerical value of 5 times הוויה, י' כ' ו' כ', 26 times 5, is גמטריה עין. How much is עין? עין is 70, 76, plus 50, so it's 136. So which is 26 times 5. Then you look at the left eye. You look at the left eye, also the same kavanah. That ayin is keneged the 5 avayot. That's according to the pshat, which is fine. Umenagenu l'ot et ha-metzach. And then you try to look at the forehead. Ulchaven, that metzach, which is forehead, is the same numerical value as haslacha. So it's a whole ceremony over here. So a person has to review the ceremony in order, the Bnei Ish Chai takes this very seriously. All this kavanot or hakanot, I should say, preparations for the Kiddush itself. So one should review it. It's going to be found in Parashat Bereshit, Shana Sheniya, it's Halacha Chavtet. I skipped the different Lashem Yehuds and Yiratzons that he has, but that's found in some of the Sidurim. For us, the point we take as much of this Seder that you could follow, Matova Manaim. But again, when we read this, we see that the Inyanim of the Kiddush on this Shabbat find themselves in a very high place. And every single act that we're doing brings great Beracha and Shefa to the one that's doing it and to those that are around the table. So why should not be Mizalzel? This takes a preparation and it adds great significance to the service. One correction. Ayin is 130 and 5 havayot are 130 for the kavanot, which is obvious.